Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, alcoholic, drug addict, food addict, Reese's peanut butter cup addict, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our podcasters podcasting. It's also brought to you by The Nook. They just happen to be next door, and they are awesome. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They were the Good Morning Breakfast Nook, and they changed their name to The Nook because they do more than breakfast. Check them out. They're great. Painter's Mill, just off of Cave Neck Road. All good. Whew. Man, Monday morning. I don't know about you guys. I am uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. I don't know where you're at, but where we're at, things are like brewing up. It's kind of scary. Is anybody out there scared? And if you are, what are we scared of? You know, this is one of those real opportunities where you can, you know, I can learn about like doing a fifth step, a fourth step, that kind of stuff, trying to figure out what's really got me. And I feel nervous or scared. I don't know if even scared is the right word. Uncomfortable where we're at. A lot of unknowns. You know, we were going to go up to Connecticut on the 5th to go see my in-laws, just to get away. Connecticut is amazing up there. They live in the woods pretty much. They live in a woodsy neighborhood, right? It's just great to get up there. It's kind of cold. I love going up there and running, and it's all hills and beautiful brooks and streams and just awesome. But we talked to them last night, and they're like, we're not sure. Where they're at up in Connecticut, I think they're in the red. Numbers are going up. And, you know, they're like, we don't want you to come up here and get sick. But part of me knows they don't want us to come up there and get them sick, which I get. Absolutely. That would be awful. We did have to get tested. I shared this, I think, on the podcast, had to get tested. Wasn't really a big deal. But we're like, well, maybe we'll get tested before we leave. And that way, you know, we can go up there with a clean bill of health. I think we were going to leave on Friday. Maybe we could get tested Friday morning. I don't know. But they were telling us, they're like, you know, you have to go into, I don't know if it's New Jersey or Connecticut or New York, because I think we'd have to pass through all of them. And yeah, I think you have to get paperwork printed out and filled out, and you have to have it on you. And if you get caught without it, it's like $500 fine per day, per person. Jeez. That's scary. Imagine having a $500 fine per person per day on you. We would be baroque. So we told them, listen, maybe we're not going to come up. You know, we're not dead set on it. I mean, we want to go. We've gone. We usually go every year and visit them. And but I'm like, listen, maybe we're not going to come up. I mean, even if we came up and we hadn't really planned on doing anything, we're just going to hang out and relax, and they have a pool table, play pool, just get away. But it isn't worth our health. It's not worth them getting sick. It's not worth us getting sick, and it's definitely not worth getting a bunch of fines and stuff. So, yeah, that's an inconvenience. You know, in the past, I'd be like, fuck this shit. Fuck that. But, you know, it's important that I really take a hard look. And, you know, some of the things I just mentioned would be part of a list I would make, you know, for reasons why I would be upset. I'm too far into this life to just get away with going, fuck that shit, fuck them, or, you know, whatever it is. It's not a mature look at things. But when I take a good mature look at things, I reasoning shows up. Like, okay, I get it. And that's just kind of a small example. That's just kind of what's going on in my world. Doesn't really have to do with anything about drinking. But, like I said, it's all about trying to keep my foundation strong so that I don't drink again. You know, it's good for me at least to recognize these things because it starts to create a lot of discomfort and confusion and short patience, all these weird things that start showing up. And these are the things that start like kind of affecting my relationship, my wife and I, relationship I have with my kids. Just a lot of crazy stuff going on. But listen, we're going to get through it. I mean, the worst part about it is I feel terrific. I've never felt better. Been doing a lot of running. But I know that I have to be patient with everything. Because there are really some frightened people out there. Listen, I get it. I'm going to read the Daily Reflections right now because I don't have a lot going on. People ask me, how are you going to, how can you talk about so many things? And I go, I'm not really talking about anything. I'm just sharing about what's going on in my day. You know, and every day, the disease that I have, a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility, it shows in all sorts of ways. Alcohol, food, women, drugs, money. And all these things, you know, some of them more than others, some of them less than others, but something shows up every day. Money's always there. Relationships with my wife, it's always there. Relationships with my kids, always there. Food comes bouncing in and out. Luckily, the other ones aren't, you know, the early ones I mentioned, if they're going bad, then those last few show up. But money, relationship with my kids and food are usually the big ones. You know, I just cut my son's David's hair, and he's 15, and I don't know what the hell he's got going on with his hair, but he has got a ton of hair. And, you know, when they were little, Sam and David, you know, I used to bring them to the salon because they were too young to be at home alone. And they used to get a haircut every couple weeks. You know, tight on the sides, scissor cut the top, put a little product in, a little messy haircut on top, clean on the sides. It was simple. Life was easy. But David now has his own thing, his own personality, and he likes his hair, and he has amazing hair. But, you know, he sweeps it to the right. He know, so that means he always is leaning his head to the right, and it's really long in front, so he's always kind of tilted forward, so it's hanging. It's just, I'm like, dude, we got to cut this fucking hair. You're going to have a disfigurement. Your spine's going to be crooked. Your head's going to be tilted to the right and forward. But every time I cut his hair, it's always too short. It really exposes a part of me that even, and I just talked about this, that if I don't get my way, I tend to get a little emo. Fine, fuck it. I'm never cutting your hair again. Your mom can pay for your haircut. You know, this whole shit. I just discussed this because when, I think I talked about it when I gave him those running pants. You know, I bought these running, basically running tights. I run in tights for the most part. I mean, they're not, you know, they're running tights. They have pockets on the sides that they put, my phone can fit on the side, and they're comfortable, and they're, you know, they're enough to keep me warm, but, you know, they're not like wind pants or some, I hate sweatpants. You know, they're basically like a thin layer of material over my legs. And I bought these great pants, and I've, over the summer, I cut all the legs off because we were running, and now I don't have any pants. So I went and bought, went to the Nike outlet and went and bought these, I want to find these dry fit running tights. And we went to the outlet and they don't have them. I found this weird pair and I bought them. I think they were for women. I put them on and they don't fit. They're too small. So right away I'm annoyed that I'm fat, can't fit into them. But the other thing is that now I go into this, well, here, David, you wear them. They're great. Let me take how I feel about things and put them onto you and then expect you to react in the way that I would react. And he didn't like them. I didn't like that he didn't like them. Had a moment. We worked it out, but he told me, he goes, listen, there's times when you give me things or think that I'll like things, and when I don't, you get emo. And he's right, I do. When things don't go my way, when people aren't as excited about stuff as I am, I get a little moody, a little emo. Something I need to work on. I don't know what the right answer is, though. That's where I struggle, is because I don't know. So, fine, I can't get emo. I don't know what the right answer is. I guess I learned emo was the right answer early on in life, and I've just stuck with it. How do I change that? How do I be better? And the kind of the screwed up part is that my ego will slip in and give me an alternative reaction, still not good. Sometimes I go with that, and in the end, I turn out being the same thing, emo again over something else. And it kind of happened this morning. You know, I'm trying to cut his hair, it's too short. He doesn't like it. I mean, don't everything we do in life, don't we want everybody to love it? I mean, I see it with my kids. Daddy, look at this. Oh, I love it. Daddy, look at this. Oh my gosh, I love it. I mean, are we programming our kids that's the reaction that they should expect and deserve every time? If my daughter came up with some drawing, I said, oh, that looks terrible. She'd be upset. I don't know. It's very confusing. So I'm trying to figure out how to be a better father to a 15-year-old kid. And unfortunately, to me, better is what he likes, and worse is what me reacting when it doesn't go my way. I don't know. This is kind of confusing. I'm just trying to put it out there. I know I'm not the only person going through this shit with their teenager. So when he didn't like his haircut, I'm like, you know, F it. I'm not cutting your hair anymore. Your mom can pay for it. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of... I wanted to, I'd like to think that I'm just tired of cutting his hair and him being unhappy. But what I'm really tired of is me cutting his hair and him not liking what I've done. Like, that's the only thing that's important is how I feel about it. And it's trying to balance out what he wants and what I know is, or what I think is better for him at this age. I know that his hair was way too long. He even knew that. Everybody knew that. And I cut it kind of the way that I usually cut it when he wants his hair longer. But his hair had gotten so long that when I cut it back to the way that we usually cut it, so much came off, it felt like I had cut off even more. So a couple things created this situation. But I got frustrated. And like I said, I told him, your mom can cut your hair. And And at one point I said, fine, I'm done. Because I didn't want to hear any more of his moaning and groaning. I said, fine. And it was all like hair on his neck. And it was completely unfinished. But I was like, fuck it. You take that. I'll show you. That's not the right response. I wasn't getting my way and I had a hissy fit. But he said, you know what? You're right. Just finish it. Make it look better. So I kind of got my way. But it was bad. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't required. It wasn't necessary. And I'm trying to figure out how to be better. I know as a dad, you want your kids to look good. I mean, and this is the other thing is that, this whole COVID thing. I mean, the kids barely get dressed. It's crazy. I wanted to read this Daily Reflections. I forgot. Let's see. Oh, brother. Is anybody else dealing with this kind of thing? At the end of the day, it just leaves me a little, like, it was pointed out to me by my son with the runny pants incident, and I agreed, and he was right, and now we've had this kind of thing, and we're fine, he's happy, we're good, but there was a time where I could have, during this haircut incident, I could have really put my feet down and been an asshole, and I didn't, and I'm glad. All right. November the 23rd, Daily Reflections. Hold your face to the light. Believe me. Wait a minute. I already screwed up. Believe more deeply. Hold your face to the light, even though the moment you do not see. One Sunday in October, during my morning meditation, I glanced out the window at the ash tree in our front yard. At once, I was overwhelmed by its magnificent golden color. As I started in, Jesus Christ, I'm going to start that over. I feel like a first grader. All right. One Sunday in October, during my morning meditation, I glanced out the window at the ash tree in the front yard. At once, I was overwhelmed by its magnificent golden color. As I stared in awe at God's work of art, the leaves began to fall, and within minutes, the branches were bare. Sadness came over me as I thought of the winter months ahead. But just as I was reflecting on autumn's annual process, God's message came through. Like the trees, stripped of their leaves in the fall, sprout new blossoms in the spring, I had my compulsive, selfish ways removed by God in order for me to blossom into a sober, joyful member of AA. Thank you, God, for changing the seasons and for my ever-changing life. Well, that's pretty simple. I'm always, I moved here from San Diego. I lived out in California for, 7 or 8 years. And, beautiful. I mean, probably the most beautiful place in the United States to live. I'm guessing. I haven't lived in every place, but I know that Solana Beach, San Diego is pretty sweet. And it was nice. But what I learned, actually, I didn't really learn it because at the time I wasn't even paying attention to shit, just what I wanted. But I would later reflect and I would realize that how important it is for, just like that talks about, the seasons. You know, I need different seasons. I almost said shitty seasons, but I love winter. I love the fall. I'm just not a big fan of like March and April for some reason. Because to me, March and April are kind of tricky. But I need every day and every season to enjoy the next. It's easy to get away with it in San Diego because it's not that humid. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It's in the 70s, 80s, you know, a heat wave, upper 80s. You know, the closer you get to the coast, you know, maybe upper 60s, low 70s, just, you know, super pleasant. Where I live now, it's very humid. So to be summer here all year would be brutal. The summer that we have is hot and steamy enough. But in the beginning, I'm like, I'm so excited for summer. And in the end, I'm just done with it. I'm so excited for fall. And there's part of winter that I enjoy. I like, you know, what I love about winter is not feeling like I have to always be doing something like I do in the summer. It's summer. We got to do something. In winter, it's like, hey, I can chill. It's like the days of the week. You know, I've always been programmed that, you know, days off are the good days and days I work are the bad days. Monday through Friday, the bad days. Saturday and Sunday, the good days. I mean, yesterday was Sunday, and I literally did nothing. And I really didn't feel that great about it. I sat on the couch way too long yesterday. I mean, I did something. I got up, went for a run. Unfortunately, I run. Because once I, you know, if I get up and do a 5-mile run, I feel like, okay, you've been active enough for today. Everything else is fine. But I sat around way too much yesterday. We watched football and just lazy. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're excited about. But by the end of the day yesterday, I just felt pretty kind of crummy. So I'm having to try to figure out or redefine what's good and what's bad. And, you know, that's kind of, I think that that's kind of fun. Because I'm finding this whole new world and this whole new life and the whole new things that motivate certain things. You know, my favorite day is Monday. Podcasting, working. Every day, Mondays is my day to podcast. Tuesday is my long day. Tuesday's the day I'm in the salon the longest. I'm usually there till like 7 at night. So on Monday, I'm like, you know, tomorrow's going to be a tough day. But I tell you what, on Tuesday, I have a fantastic day. Interacting with people, doing work, making some money, making people happy. And then I'm off on Wednesdays. But all day on Tuesday, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited about tomorrow. I'm off. But on Wednesdays, I usually, like, I'll do a podcast, but I usually don't do much. I end up feeling kind of crappy because of my lack of productivity on Wednesdays, which all gets cured by Thursday when I get back to work. Work on Friday, a little bit on Saturday. It's just, you know, it's just figuring things out. Trying to find serenity. But COVID has really thrown a monkey wrench into everything, and it's like hard to, you know, it's taking the fun out of it. And the weird part is it used to be like if you got COVID, you were dying. We were watching football last night. I was watching the Raiders and Kansas City, and they're talking about like half of the Raiders couldn't practice this week because they'd all tested positive for COVID. So now it's like you test positive for COVID, you just go in quarantine. You're not like really getting sick. We're doing a lot more testing. A lot more people are testing positive, and I think we're testing a lot. We're finding out a lot of people are tested asymptomatic, which means they have it, but they don't really get sick. I don't know. Oh, man. How's everybody? I mean, what's our point, right? We want to stay sober. We want to stay in a sober place in our mind. How are we all doing? Answer. Well, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is handling this. Where are you at in your sobriety? Are you keeping track of the time? Are you picking up coins? How far are you? Do you feel the changes through the years of being sober? Are you at 5 years? Are you comfortable? Are you insane? I was insane at 5 years sobriety. I don't know. Listen, I hope everyone has a great day. You know, if you're feeling weird, you know, reach out to someone. You know, share your problems, cut them in half. Pray about it, turn it over, stay in the moment, stay on your square. Mind your own business. Keep your nose pointing in the right direction. And, you know, hopefully we'll start getting through this. All right, have a great day.